The next patient is Jewel.
Thank you.
J-E-W-E-L-L. The last name is Goslin. G-O-S-S-E-L-I-N. Jewel Goslin. This is the clinical case. Hello. Is this John? Okay, I'm doing fine. I left the hospital, but after I left the hospital, I think that she was coming along and turning around, meaning the blood pressure went up, the heart rate went down, and I think that she might respond to what we are doing. That is not good. That is not good.
Whatever the nurse is saying, that was taking care of her mom, notified Tyrone, what room she was in and so forth. And I haven't heard anything since I talked with you.
Oh, okay. What I'm going to tell you is that I will communicate with you. I don't think if I have to go back, I will. But so far, everything is going the way we want it. Yeah, I understand. No, but I can come as long as I communicate with you. I feel comfortable, and I will let you know.
Uh huh.
Uh
huh.
Uh huh. I understand.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's nothing that I can do for her that the nursing home is not doing.
Yeah, for you it's going to be extremely difficult because she is 24-hour care. She's not a regular patient that I could say I'm gonna take care of her at home. No, she needs really around the clock, and I look at her and she didn't have any sores or anything like that, so that is a good sign. If she has, it's because of the IV fluids that they're trying to get, and I didn't see anything like that, but I will pay attention and see if I missed it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Doctor, like I said, I do appreciate you talking to me.
No, anytime. I understand. I will keep in touch.
Okay. Would you let the other ones know that if any, whatever happens, that I need to be notified?
They know that you are the power of attorney. They really know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh. I understand. Okay. I understand. Okay. Very good. John, I communicate with you, okay? Yeah, you too. Thank you.
So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway.